Britain agreed the most significant reset of defense and trade ties with the European Union since Brexit on Monday after US President Donald Trump's upending of the global order pushed the two sides to move on from their acrimonious divorce. Nearly 9 years after it voted to leave the bloc, Britain reached a wide-ranging deal with the EU, including a security and defense pact, fewer restrictions on British food exporters and visitors, and a contentious new fishing agreement. Trump's tariffs, alongside warnings that Europe should do more to protect itself, forced governments around the world to rethink trade, defense, and security ties, bringing British Prime Minister Keir Starmer closer to European leaders. Starmer, who backed remaining in the EU in the Brexit referendum, also bet that offering benefits to Britons, such as the use of faster e-gates at EU airports, will drown out the cries of betrayal from Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage. Flanked by EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa at London's Lancaster House, Starmer said the deal marked a new era in our relationship. Von der Leyen said it sent a message. At a time of global instability, and when our continent faces the greatest threat it has for generations, we in Europe stick together. Britain said the reset with its biggest trading partner would reduce red tape for agricultural producers, making food cheaper, improve energy security, and, by 2040, add nearly £9 billion, $12.1 billion, to the economy, which is about £2.6 trillion in size. It is the third deal Britain has struck this month, after agreements with India and the US, and while it is unlikely to lead to an immediate economic boost, it could lift business confidence, drawing much-needed investment. At the heart of the reset is a defense and security pact that will let Britain be part of any joint procurement and pave the way for British companies, including Rolls-Royce and Babcock, to take part in a €150 billion, $167 billion, program to rearm Europe. On fishing, British and EU vessels will have access to each other's waters for 12 years, removing one of the UK's strongest hands in any future talks, in return for a permanent reduction in paperwork and border checks that had prevented small food producers from exporting to Europe. In return, Britain has agreed to the outline of a limited scheme to let young EU and British people live and work in each other's territories for periods, with the details to be hammered out in future, and it is discussing participation in the Erasmus Plus student exchange program. The agreement was denounced by the opposition Conservative Party, which was in power when Britain left the bloc and spent years negotiating the original divorce deal, who said Britain will now have to accept EU rules. Nigel Farage, head of the right-wing, pro-Brexit Reform UK party, called the deal an abject surrender, the end of the